Research strongly indicates that playing violent video games increases the likelihood of aggressive behavior. Today, researchers reporting in the journal Nature confirm another effect of action video games. They improve visual attention skills. NPR's Michelle Trudeau reports.
Researcher Daphne Bavalier and her colleague Sean Green from the University of Rochester recruited a group of undergraduate gamers, avid video game players who played for at least an hour a day, at least four times a week. These gamers came into the lab, sat in front of a computer screen, and took a series of visual attention tests, such as locating an object that pops up on the screen, or determining the number of little squares that flash on the screen. These are long, tedious lab tests, not at all like an action video game. But the tests do measure how big a chunk of your visual world your brain can handle at once. And it turns out, if you're a gamer, you're significantly faster and much more accurate at these visual tests compared to non-gamers.
You're better at monitoring new objects in a cluttered environment. You're better at monitoring more objects at once. You're better at processing objects that happen very fast, one after the other.
So avid gamers excelled at these lab tests of visual skills. But the researchers were cautious. Maybe all they'd discovered was that people who have superior visual abilities like playing action video games because they're really good at them. So to refine their study further, the researchers brought in a group of novices, non-gamers, and trained them, playing one of the most popular action video games around, Medal of Honor. It's a classic World War II game where the object is to kill Nazis before they kill you. It's fast-paced, full of visual commotion, and complex, rapidly changing visual environments. Now, before training, the non-gamers tested in the normal range on the standard lab tests of visual skill. But after 10 hours of training on the action video game, their visual skills had improved markedly.
It takes only 10 hours to have significant changes in your visual selective attention, and just a little bit of playing is going to change that in everybody that plays. It doesn't take a lot of hours to see quite big effects.
This is interesting because it's so sweeping and it leads naturally to that question of what is it about the video game?
That's cognitive researcher Jeremy Wolf from Harvard Medical School. What is it about an action video game, he wonders, that makes it such a good medium for learning these kinds of visual skills? Wolf speculates that it may have to do with the plasticity of our brains, primed to learn quickly and efficiently about things that help in survival.
And it may well be that tapping into, even in a fake way, into this notion that somebody's out there to kill you may mobilize resources in a way that your normal laboratory task just doesn't do. And so we don't know, for instance, whether it matters that your adrenaline is pumped up by this fake notion that somebody's, you know, around the corner with a giant machete or something like that. But it's tempting to think that it might be related.
Media researcher Craig Anderson from Iowa State University has found that playing violent video games increases aggressive behavior in children and young adults, increases their physiological arousal, and decreases their positive social behavior. In 1994, researcher Patricia Greenfield, director of the Children's Digital Media Center at UCLA, also found that playing video games improves perceptual abilities, even when the video games were less complex than they are today. The military, she says, has used action video games for years to train pilots and soldiers. One question Greenfield raises is whether action video games that are not violent can also be powerful teachers of visual skills without teaching aggressive behavior. Michelle Trudeau, NPR News.